Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to another episode, Under the Moon and Over the Stars. Now, I need for everyone to press 1 at this time. This will allow you, at any given point, to respond to a question when I cue you in. Tonight's challenge is also awesome. It's like I have to do it. It could not go undone. So here goes. The challenge, Alea. The mystifying, the talented, the beautiful, the artistic, the great singer, choreographer, and actress. Challenging the current diva, Beyoncé, also known as whatever the other name is that was born. Okay, anyway, here we are with the challenge. Feel free, relax. This is what you've been waiting for. And we're going to end this for once and for all. For once and for all, we're going to end who's the greatest. So, with no further ado, Beyoncé, your love on top.
I know.
Okay, so we have it. Beyonce, a.k.a. Sasha Fierce, takes off with a big lead, Love on Top. Let's see what Aaliyah can do as she steps in with Rock That Boat. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Rock That Boat. Let's go. Thank you. And there you have it, our introduction, our competitors for this evening. Beyonce Knowles, a.k.a. Sasha Fierce, Aaliyah, a.k.a. the beautiful goddess. I just gave her that nickname, by the way. I can do that. I'm C-Joe. This particular show is called Under the Moon and Over the Sky. And at this time, I'll give a brief mention to our sponsors. The main sponsor for this evening event is The Village. And The Village is promoting a Black People Can Read event at the Atkinson Library on February the 13th. It will be a book giveaway. Again, you heard it, a book giveaway. One of the problems is our children don't read enough. They become too synthetic, you know, and don't feel enough to turn pages, to read the person's mind that wrote the book, to travel with the person to understand it. So then this is an important thing, getting books in the hands of our children and to inspire future artists, future creators, scientists. We can do it all. So now, with no further ado, because I'm kind of excited, this is something that just had to happen. So at this point, I'll kind of give it neck and neck, 49-51 or whatever the case may be. I won't say, but let's go back to it. Let's see what Leia has to say about One in a Million.
Oh,
talking as we, after the next song, we'll call it halftime and I'll allow you to make comments. The theme of today is the importance of good music. Does good music have its place? Though Aaliyah is not in my time, meaning that, you know, my time of music was gone when she came around, but I still appreciated, respected the class, the style, the music, the choreography, just the person, the humble person that seemed to have had love in the heart for people. Again, Beyonce or Sasha Fierce is not really my time either, and her music is nice and interesting and somewhat provocative and up-tempo and exciting to a lot of people. So I think this will be a great and wonderful competition. Now, before I go into the next song by Beyonce, I want to mention another sponsor. That sponsor would be Brown Sugar Bakery. For your personal baked goods, all you got to do is give her a call and she'll make it good. Now, she makes a lot of things. I can tell you that she does that, but my favorite would be the lemon bars. Lemon bars, lemon bars, lemon bars. So you can talk to her about what you want to talk to her about, the pies, the cakes, the food, and everything is good. But man, those lemon bars. Oh my God. The kind you fall asleep with it in your mouth while you're drooling and wake up. Then you got to wipe your mouth and you put them in the refrigerator. And then in the morning, you go and grab one. They are it. Lemon bars are it. Trust me. Brown Sugar Bakery lays it down. All right, let's move on with Beyonce.
Oh, baby, how you doing? You know, I'm going to come right to the chase. Some women were made. But me, myself, I like to think that I was created for a special purpose. More special than you. You feel me? It's home, baby, let's get lost. You don't need to call in to work cause you the boss. For real, want you to show me how you feel. I consider myself lucky, that's a big deal. Why? Well, you got the key to my heart, but you ain't gon' need it. I'd rather you open up my body and show me secrets. You didn't know what's inside, no key for me to lie. It's too big, it's too wide, it's too strong, it won't fit. It's too much, it's too tough. He talk like this cause he can back it up. He got a big ego. Back it up. Usually I'm humble, right now I don't choose. You can leave with me or you could have the blues. Don't call it arrogance, I call it confident. You decide when you find out what I'm working with. I know I'm killing you with them legs, but yet them thighs. Matter of fact, it's my smile, or maybe my eyes. Boy, you a sight to see, kind of something like me. It's too big, it's too wide, it's too strong, it won't fit. It's too much, it's too tough. I talk like this, cause I can back it up. I got a big ego, such a huge ego. But he love my big ego, it's too much. I walk like this, cause I can back it up. Oh,
Under the Moon and Over the Sky radio competition. And man, is it tight tonight. At this point, I got to say, I got to make a market even right now. I can't lean too much toward either. Now, this time, any callers would like to make a comment as to what you think is how it's going, or if you want to make a comment in reference to tonight's topic is the importance of good sound, positive music. All you have to do is push one on your phone. I will see it, and I'll cue you in. Now, I'd like to mention another one of our sponsors. That would be a Sight to See Travel Agency, who is actually sponsoring the show and who's giving away a 7-day exclusive trip to Puerto Vallarta. I hope I said that right, because my Mexico is not that good. My Hablo, it needs a little help here. But however, it's no tricks, no gimmicks. It's an actual real trip to whereas the person can go with up to 3 other people, 4 people total, 7 days exclusive, Puerto Vallarta, a chance to do something that you always dreamed about. And all you have to do is key in, listen to the show, tell friends about it. So now listen to this. I'm going to cheat in a positive way. All you do is get all your family to listen to the damn radio show. And if you get all your family to listen to the damn radio show and you say, okay, we're all going to chip in. So if you win, blah, 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 and then you keyed in on everything, you get 6 family members, and they get 6 family members. Somebody in your family's going, but if you're the key that brought them, so they take 3 other people, and you're included. So now I'm going to open up and let people go ahead and talk and give your opinion. So I'm going to hit my first caller. Caller, you're on the air. Can you hear me? Yes, caller, you're on the air. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay, so what would you like to talk about? I mean, what do you think about the competition so far?
Wow, you did it. You did it with this one. This is an excellent competition. It's hard, but I got who I got in mind.
All right, well, go ahead and say it. It's okay, say it. We know nobody's going to come in your house and throw a brick through your window. Who are you going with so far?
I'm not going with Beyonce, but I love me some Aaliyah.
Okay, so right now you sound like you're a little torn in the middle, a little confused right now.
Yes, 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 because you got some good ones. You got some good ones on both ladies. You got some good hitters.
Okay, yeah. Well, I tried to be fair, you know, and not discriminate. I'm bringing the competition the best that I can find on both people. I try to match them up evenly and let you, the people, decide who the winner is, because this, you know, actually, this competition had to be done. It had to be done so that we can think about it and hear it and visualize it and make up in our minds who's the greatest between the two, because...
Like, with Aaliyah, I love her vibe and her tone, but and it, like, keeps me, like, at a melody that I love, but Beyonce gets me up and jumping and grooving. It's like,
okay.
They both good, though.
Okay. Well, you know what? That's cool. Now, I got a question for you. Now,
okay.
I'm imagining that you're in the now age right now, meaning within the Aaliyah and Beyonce age group. So now, does good music matter to you as a younger person? Does it matter?
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. Aaliyah touched my heart and my soul, and Beyonce makes me want to dance. But Aaliyah touched my heart and soul. It does. Music does matter.
Okay. So good music can inspire you, and then what do you think about what we would call negative music? How does that affect? What do you think?
Actually, today I have switched over. Actually, today I stopped listening to certain music, as in rap. I'm not saying all rap is bad, but I kind of like start listening to music that like make my soul feel good and inside and out and able to love, like the song says, you know. So I switched it over.
Okay, so you made a conscious choice. This is very interesting to hear you say that, because as we grow and we learn, we should do better. Okay, great. Well, look, I'm not going to keep you. We're going to get this competition back on and popping. I thank you for viewing in, and let's see what happens. Here we go again. We're kicking it back off with Aaliyah. Now, we're going to slow it down a little bit, and then watch this. I care for you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm not.
Okay, so the show was moving. Beyonce came back and she hit a good one, hit a good one. I still think it's kind of close. I won't give my opinion who I think is a little ahead, but it's a very, very, very good, very close competition. I'd like to chime in another caller. I see that you're waiting. I'll allow you to come on in and talk to us a little bit and give us your opinion about what's going on. Caller, you're
Hello?
On the air. Yes, you're on the air, caller. What do you think?
Though that was one of my favorite songs by Beyonce, I'm still going with my girl Aaliyah. That's my girl right there.
Okay,
I'm with the other caller. She speaks to my soul, so that's who I'm going with, Aaliyah.
But let me ask you this. So far as what's been played tonight, and as you listen to the songs, talk to me. What's happening with the songs being played to you tonight? What's happening?
Okay, I choose Aaliyah because the song that you have played tonight, I can truly, truly relate to a more soothing side of me. The song you just played is one of my favorites, but it's kind of, it keeps me aggressive. It's someone I'm getting away from, you know, my past. I can just kind of add you to, you know, the list. There's somebody else. I'm not trying to go that route. So that's kind of how I related to that one. But Aaliyah, she's more on a more soothing side for me. So that's why I'm going with Aaliyah.
Okay. Okay. Now, your response, your opinion to the importance of good music. Does good music matter today, in your opinion?
Yes, it does matter.
Okay. And why is that?
Because good music kind of encourages a person to do what they know is right. It can, you know, help you make conscious decisions about things that you know you're supposed to do right by. You know, bad music is like an influence to do what's wrong, even though you know what's right. So,
okay.
That's kind of how I think about good music and versus bad music.
Okay. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate you chiming in to the show, and we're going to keep things moving. We're coming back with another song from Aaliyah, and this one is You Are Love.
When I
this has really turned out to be an exciting battle. I'm forgetting to mention my sponsors. I'm all into it. I'm wrapped up. This is tight. I want to see who wins it. So next, our next sponsor is Jewelry by Michelle. She's a local Milwaukeean who makes her own jewelry, necklaces, bracelets, earrings, matching sets, and the works, using various stones, various pieces. She can custom design your artwork to look original like no one else, combining whatever type of stone that you may like and do. A lot of you sisters wear jewelry when you go out, and a lot of you go to boutiques and other stores and support them, but the key is to actually support your own. You have a local person that can make great jewelry, it look good, customize it for you. Why wouldn't you support your own? Why wouldn't you have your own personalized pieces made for you to go with that special outfit that you're going to wear sometime soon? Or matter of fact, if nothing happens before April 16th, you have the Somebody Awards where you can be somebody and wear something special from somebody like Jewelry by Michelle. See how that worked out? Cool. Now look, we're going to move on to the competition, and we're coming back with Beyonce, Halo.
Hey,
Okay, and then so it happened. Beyonce came back with Halo. And if you just listen to the words, that's very powerful, very meaningful. To someone to be your halo, it's like, you know, they're that good part of you, that good part of your conscience, that good part of your soul that's over your head, your halo, your guardian angel, your halo, your light in the darkness. That was a very, very, very powerful song. I got to give her that. She did gain some ground on that. So very, very, very good competition. I also want to go to our next sponsor. That would be the Chimby Karate School for youth, adults, men, women, children. Learn how to fight and defend yourself when needed. And if you never need it, at least you have it, and it's great. You never use it. But to get in a situation, your children, the way things are on these streets, and you need it and can't do anything but become a helpless victim is a very sad thing. So I advise you, tell everyone, tell your friends, get in some type of self-defense course because we need it mentally, physically, and spiritually. All right, we're going to conclude coming to the end now, and we're going to go back to Alea. And if only your girl knew, we're going to talk to the camera.
If your girl only knew.
tonight for Aaliyah. She's making a real, real, real strong fight. Let's go on to Beyonce, Crazy in Love.
Oh, under the moon.